back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. I am here with Joe Zepecki as my my co-host for the day. And so we were talking about Kevin Nicholson has dropped out of the gubernatorial primary for whoever will end up running on the Republican ticket against Governor Evers. And the reason he listed, whether it's true or not.
The text, not the subtext.
Yes, the text, not the subtext, is that he thought his only line of sight to a victory in the primary was by going scorched earth negative towards the other candidates, which was interesting because that was the same reason Michaels gave to why he didn't want to go to the public forum, because he's a builder. I don't want to tear things down. I want to build them. And so taking it away from this specific case, because I think it's been summed up so far that the Republican campaign, primary campaigns have been uglier
than
the Democratic Senate campaigns. Yeah. And so like over there, really the only person who's throwing any elbows is Tom Nelson. Mm-hmm. And so I think often as voters, we don't want them to go negative. We say we don't want candidates to go negative. We want you to give us something to vote for instead of just someone to vote against. That's not how it ever ends up working. Yeah. But it's also different in the primary situation because ultimately you tear each other down and then someone wins and then you kind of got to rally behind that person. So I guess from the strategist purview, which is you, not me, I just have opinions. What is the calculus behind going dirty versus giving someone something to vote for on the candidate level, but then also how does that translate to what's good for the party?
So I think where I'll start is it's not dirty if it's done right. Primaries and, you know, campaigns that have contrast messaging can be really clarifying for voters, right? So in a three-way, four-way with Rampton primary, where all four Republican candidates, you know, falsely believe the 2020 election was rigged. They all love Donald Trump. They all, are against women's rights. They, you know, want to make it harder to vote. Like when on all of the issues, they're in the same place. It's really hard to clarify for voters what the difference is. It becomes a contest about personality rather than an actual difference. Now, you can also imagine a Republican primary that has like a Liz Cheney or an Adam Kinzinger, somebody who says our democracy is more important than our partisan positions, and somebody like Lindsey Graham, who is a little bit of a chameleon and sometimes he doesn't like Donald Trump and sometimes he does, right? And then somebody like Ted Cruz, who is really, really conservative, and he was before Trump, and he will be after. In that type of primary, where there are actual differences on like actual questions, going negative could be, you know, the Cheney campaign saying it is unacceptable as Republicans for us to refuse to accept the results of a safe, secure, fair, and free election. Is that being negative about the election deniers? No, it's stating facts and it's clarifying for voters what the difference is before voters go and make a choice, right? So not all like negative campaigning has to be sullied with the word dirty, because it's not all dirty. Sometimes it's really important. In a Democratic primary, if you had a candidate who was for, you know, single payer Medicare for all, and a candidate who is for I don't want to go to single payer, let's build on Obamacare, let's strengthen the exchange, that's a policy difference about a really important, you know, topic in people's lives. It's not negative or nasty to point that out. It's clarifying for voters. And so I think that's one of the things that's getting lost in our politics, is it's so much about the food fight. It's so much about the game that you rarely actually see contrastive messaging that is on the guts of the issue. It is more about personality. It is more about, you know, the tone, and that's not healthy and it's not good. So whether it's the Republican, I mean, the Republicans can do what they want to do. If they want to tear each other apart limb from limb between now and August 9th, that's good by me. I would prefer that the Democratic candidates for the U.S. Senate not do that. And I don't think there's really reason to do that, Because I don't think there's a huge difference on the issues that's between the four leading, the five leading candidates who are going to be on the debate stage.
Was going to be my question, because I think I pay attention. I mean, I certainly would not compare myself to some of the people like Bill Glauber and the people who are actually writing about this every single day. And I am acquaintances slash friends with at least three out of the five leading contenders. I have their numbers in my phone, right? But I also, besides their personalities, and besides maybe Stephen Alacara, who's really running on a reforming government civility platform and not a anti-Ron Johnson platform, I don't know if they have really differentiated themselves enough to the layperson.
That's probably fair. And that's the job of the of debates and of these campaigns, is to, in the remaining 5 weeks, say, this is what I believe. This is my vision of what I want to do as a United States senator. And really, when candidates are kind of in the same place on the issues, to say, this is what my priority is going to be. Olakara is saying, my priority will be fixing the systems so they work better and we get better results. You know, Nelson is probably the most, you know, has been really good about being clear. He's going to go and fight for workers. Barnes is out there saying it's all about rebuilding the middle class and strengthening the middle class. You know, Godlewski has really done a nice job of talking about the differences between she and Johnson. I'm not sure she has made the best proactive case yet. There's time, but that's the job. And there's a way to do that without being like nasty or negative or
bringing up past human mistakes.
Well, and some of that stuff is fair game,
yeah,
right? But there's a way to do it that just, you know, is less like catty and like awful. And I just, you know, I don't mind negative campaigning. I mind performative nonsense. And some of what we're seeing as this campaign gets chippy in the closing weeks is kind of performative nonsense. And it's, let's avoid that. Let's stick to the issues and the priorities.
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about an incompetent circus.
So much for not going negative, huh?
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We'll see you in a minute.